Happy Friday, everyone, from NPR Music and All Songs Considered. I'm Robin Hilton. It is time for New Music Friday, that day of the week when a whole bunch of albums come out. I'm joined by NPR Music's Stephen Thompson. Hey, Stephen.
Hello, Robin.
And we're doing a quick run through the best releases out on February 22nd, starting with Gary Clark Jr. and his album, This Land. This is Gary Clark Jr. His new album is called This Land. The song we're hearing now is called Gotta Get Into Something. And man, what a just a beast of an album this is.
When Gary Clark Jr. first arrived on the scene, I saw him as kind of like a hotshot blues guitar prodigy. Listened to his record, you know, and didn't really think he was anything special. And a couple years later, saw him live and totally got it.
Yeah.
He absolutely shredded live, really charismatic presence. And listening to this record, I feel like he has found a way to transfer that ferocity onto an album. And the other thing that really stands out about this record, it's called This Land, is he has something to say. You know, the first words of this record are, and I quote, paranoid and pissed off.
Yeah.
And a lot of the songs really reflect that. This is a Sign of the Times record. It is overtly political. It is about feeling targeted by his country and his government. I mean, there are songs that are not about that, but there are these recurring themes about poverty and feeling like you're under the thumb of power.
He said, Gary Clark Jr. said when he announced this album, he said, someone asked me why I made such an expansive album. I said, if I didn't get it out of me, I was going to explode.
Yeah.
And this is not always an easy listen. There is some very explicit stuff in here about racism and the many horrible racist attacks that he endured growing up in the South, and how he still continues to face racism in this country, and how this has all really begun to boil over for him in
right.
the last couple of years.
This is a boiling over record, and it's all the more powerful for it.
Gary Clark Jr. is the artist, and his album is called This Land. Let's go to another album that kind of rages in its own sort of way. It comes from Adia Victoria, and it's called Silences. This is Adia Victoria. Her new record is called Silences. This is the opening cut called Clean, and it just grabs you right out the gate. She's someone I first discovered at South by Southwest a few years ago, and it was just this very quiet, sort of idiosyncratic folk music from her, and she takes a leap on this one.
Yeah, there's an interview she did where she said, I wanted to put the fangs back into the blues.
Yeah.
She was raised Seventh-day Adventist in South Carolina, had a very complicated upbringing, and some of that comes through in this music. There's so much defiance and devils and this pursuit of liberation. You know, she's pursuing liberation from cruel lovers and oppressors. She's armed and paranoid and exhausted and angry. You hear it in just those opening words of the record that we just heard. It is a very haunting Southern Gothic collection of kind of blues blues, but it's mostly just so haunted.
Yeah. She doesn't call it a concept album, but it is sort of in a way. You know, it follows this character, this woman who has been oppressed for so long that, like Gary Clark, she's reached this breaking point where she just can't take it anymore.
This is a very full-blooded record in every way.
Yeah. Adia Victoria is the singer. The record is called Silences. This next band, another South by Southwest discovery for me a few years ago, one that I fell in love with when I saw them live. It's a band called And the Kids, and their new record is called When This Life Is Over. You know, Stephen, when I saw In the Kids at South By a few years ago, I really liked it a lot, but it felt like pretty light music, you know, and like, you know, they're a young band having a lot of fun with it, and it was very playful, but nothing to take, you know, not terribly heavy or, you know, something to take too seriously. But when I heard this one, I just think this one goes so much deeper, and maybe it's just they're getting a little bit older and they're trying to come to terms with the fact that they're growing up.
Yeah, a lot of this record is about that sense of unease with growing up. This is a very quotable record. I mean, just the sample we just heard, life is a bastard, it tries to kill you, don't let go.
Right.
And there's another song, Take It Away, I just want to sing about life being gray, hey, 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 hey. You know, so you have a real sense where they've tried to put together a lot of like words to live by and then set it to music that has kind of a honeyed quality to it, but it's still dissonant at the same time.
And as they take a look at where they are in their lives now, you know, they talk about having crap jobs and hanging out with friends and everything and trying to figure out what they want to do and what they want to become. And they also, along the way, they dig into various kinds of discrimination that they face as outsiders, as someone who is just different, and how toxic self-doubt can be once somebody has planted that seed inside you. And that album is When This Life Is Over, When This Life Is Over from the band And the Kids. Let's do one more before the break. This comes from Bayonne. The album is called Drastic Measures. Bayonne is the artist. This album's called Drastic Measures, and the song we're hearing is Uncertainly Deranged. Uncertainly Deranged. This is Roger Sellers, a musician from Austin, Texas, and I just think he's put together this just wonderfully dense, multi-layered, great headphone album.
Yeah, if you really want to get a sense of what is going into this music, on the NPR Music website, there's a video of one of his songs where he's putting it together using loops and pedals, and he's basically a one-man band making this pop music that has this ambient swirl to it. And it's a really interesting sound because this record opens with the swoosh of true ambient music, and then it morphs into a pop song. So he has this equal facility with both genres, and it finds ways ways to mix them together in ways that have this real motion to it. There can be kind of a clatter, but also a smoothness.
It's interesting you say how it's moving a lot, because I felt like this record never stops moving. It just pulses from the beginning to the end. And Bayonne said that when he set out to make this record, he decided to pay more attention to the fine details of crafting these songs than he had ever done before. And all the layering you hear in it, he said that even when you hear like a hand clap or finger snaps, he's overdubbed that about 20 times, just that one single snap or clap. Bayonne, the album is called Drastic Measures. We still have a few more albums to highlight for this week's New Music Friday, but first let's take a short break and we'll be right back.
Amazon, Google, Facebook. Big companies are getting really big. Is that a problem? Listen to Planet Money's new series on big business, competition, and antitrust law in America. That's on Planet Money.
It's New Music Friday. I'm Robin Hilton, along with NPR Music's Stephen Thompson, and we're doing a quick run through the best albums out on February 22nd. We start the second half of our show off with the rapper Gunna and his new album, Drip or Drown 2.
Weezy out of here. Weezy out of here.
You feeling? We not new to it. We kind of fluid. House came on the wood. My cup full of mud. I came out the hood. Sometimes a gangster need a hug. I'ma get all my problems above. Hate when people be doing too much. Keep it real, the street show you no love. We don't need no one vouching for us. I've been grinding and found me a buzz. I've been searching for love and found less. It's so hard to start holding a grudge. My little dog spit your shit like a Dutch. My whole squad got that kid in the cut. Keep your shot cause these niggas play tough. Pick and choose who the right one to trust. Pick and choose who the right one to trust. Keep it real, it's a lot of fake love. Niggas hate, but they bitches in love. Paint the Bentley all white like a dove.
The rapper is Gunna. His new album is called Drip or Drown 2. The song we're hearing is the closing cut. It's called Who You Foolin'. And for this one, we've got NPR Music's Rodney Carmichael coming to us live from Atlanta, Georgia.
What's going on, Robin?
Well, one of the obvious reasons it's great to have you based out of Atlanta now is all the incredible artists who are making music there. And Gunna is sure one of them.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, he's been doing his thing for a minute now. And, you know, Gunna, he's what I like to call, refer to as a second generation ATL-ian. And the best way to explain that is if you think about the first generation being Outkast and them basically telling the world that the South's got something to say, this generation of Atlanta rappers that Gunna is a part of is not worried at all about translating the South to the rest of the world. It's like either you learn the language or you get lost in the sauce.
So what is it that makes Drip or Drown 2 one of this week's standouts?
Well, he's just as the title says, you know, it's kind of like a manifesto. You know, dripping within the culture is all about flossing. It's all about flexing and luxury. And for Gunna and a lot of trap artists like him, it's also kind of like a sign of how far they've come from the gutter. And I really feel like it's an expression of their intention to never look back on the lifestyle that they left. So, you know, it's really vibe music. But if you listen close, Robin, you can really hear a lot of the melodic undertones and a lot of that pain and a lot of that trauma that keeps artists like Gunna driving from nothing to something.
Gunna is the rapper. His album is called Drip or Drown 2. Rodney, let's stay with you for one more. This next one is from the hip-hop group known as Higher Brothers. Their new album is called Five Stars.
I walk in the street, I feel like Michael Tyson. I'm in a shit, 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 yeah, yeah.
The band is called Higher Brothers. Higher Brothers, and as they mentioned at the top of this song, Open It Up from Five Stars, they are a hip-hop group from China.
Yeah, well, it's funny because Higher Brothers kind of came out of nowhere about 2 years ago when they dropped their first album. And this really is the first rap group from mainland China to break into the American mainstream. And the story is that they had to break free of the Great Firewall of China in order to do that.
Oh, the internet.
Yeah, exactly. The internet. You know, the internet is tightly censored and restricted in China. And I guess the Chinese government is not a fan of hip hop. But they also owe a lot of their early access to America to 88 Rising, which is an American-based label and promo company specifically for Asian artists. And, you know, 88 Rising has an interesting story too. They really faced a good bit of criticism early on behind acts like Rich Brian. And he was one of the artists on their label who had a hard time trying to navigate like this racial minefield as this Asian trap artist who seemed like he was mocking black artists and black culture specifically a lot of times. Higher Brothers, though, they got hit with some of that criticism early on. But the thing about this album right here is that there's actually some socio-political bite to it, especially on a song like Open It Up. It's almost like they're talking to the powers that be in China, but also to hip hop culture and gatekeepers over here in America and telling them, you know, open it up, let us in, let us out and let us in.
Well, some of the issues that you brought up about whether or not they'd be accepted and some of the questions about race, that was certainly something that I thought of when I first started getting into this record. And then I saw there are some really big features, you know, from like Schoolboy Q and Soulja Boy. And it made me think, well, they're actually being embraced in the West.
It's almost like hip hop artists on this side, trap artists specifically, are so impressed and almost flattered at the ability of these Asian artists to do what they do, that, yeah, it was almost easy for them to really garner a lot of, you know, appreciation and collaboration from established artists.
The band is Higher Brothers, and their new album is called Five Stars. Thanks, Rodney.
Hey, thanks, Robin. Appreciate you.
And from Higher Brothers and their album Five Stars, let's go to something completely different. This is from the singer Julia Jacklin. Her new album is called Crushing. Julia Jacklin is the singer. Her new record is called Crushing. This song is Pressure to Party, and an ode to all the ways we torture ourselves and all the things that keep us up at night.
She's a young singer-songwriter from Australia, Julia Jacklin. And within the last couple of years, she put out a record. I think we actually talked about it on this show with this band called Fantastic Furniture.
Yeah.
That showed this looser, more playful rock and roll style. And I think she does a really nice job of blending those approaches on this record in a way that shows her really finding her voice. I mean, if you listen to that song, Pressure to Party, that we just heard, she is somebody who is kind of at odds with so many different things in the world around her and trying to find her place within that and balancing a desire to be around people with social anxiety. And it's so many of these things. I was going to say that the young people of today deal with, but I'm 46 years old and I feel it. So she taps into a lot of these really universal feelings and you just hear somebody finding her voice. And it's a really compelling one.
She has said that this is a collection of songs that ask us to reconsider what it means to live inside our own bodies.
Yeah.
And, you know, like what these vessels mean to us and why they matter or how they matter and what we're doing with them. She has one song on here called Body where she says, I don't want to be touched all the time. I raised my body up to be mine.
Yeah.
So, you know, a lot of it about boundaries and not abiding others just because you're afraid to speak your own mind.
Yeah.
Julia Jacklin, the record is called Crushing. It's a busy release week, so before we get to our last album for this week's New Music Friday, let's do a quick lightning round to highlight some of the other notable releases for February 22nd. Nakane, a South African pop artist, has a new album out called You Will Not Die. He collaborated with Anony earlier this year on a single that is on this record, You Will Not Die. Kalani, the R&B singer Kalani, has a new album out called While We Wait. There's a new Lily and Madeline record called Canterbury Girls, the sisters duo that just make the most beautiful folk music with two-part harmonies. And then Telekinesis, the band Telekinesis, has a new album called Affliction, one of my favorite pop and rock bands of all time, Telekinesis. Every time I listen, I think, why aren't they the biggest band in the world? Telekinesis, the record is called Affliction.
Great soul singer Yola, who mixes classic soul with classic singer-songwriter pop and folk music. Her album Walk Through Fire, which was produced by Dan Auerbach of the Black Keys, is out on Friday. Also, the Claypool Lennon Delirium, that is, yes. Les Claypool from Primus and Sean Ono Lennon, working together on an album called South of Reality, perfect title. And finally, Our Native Daughters, a folk supergroup with Rhiannon Giddens from Carolina Chocolate Drops, Layla McCalla, Allison Russell, and Amethyst Kia. Their debut album is called Sons of Our Native Daughters, and it's beautiful.
All those records and more out on February 22nd, along with the band we want to close with. It's Lowland Hum. Lowland Hum, and their new record is called Glyphonic. Band is Lowland Hum. The album is called Glyphonic. Glyphonic, and this song is Salzburg Summer. This is a duo, a married couple, Daniel and Lauren Gomes. What a gorgeous record.
This record, I think it was Bob Boylan, our colleague, who calls this Sunday morning music, and that's exactly what it is. It's it's very peaceful and meditative and thoughtful, and it just soothes you every minute.
They've always made relatively quiet music, but I think that they've got an interesting take on it this time. They've started what they call the Support Quiet Music movement. And basically what they're saying is that in this very deeply polarized time where there's a lot of shouting going on, mm-hmm. that restraint is more important than ever, and that there's power in stillness, and especially when you're surrounded by chaos. And that's what this album is.
Well, and that peace and stillness comes through in their live shows as well. They're known for handing out lyric books at their shows.
Yeah.
So listeners can read along to their music. There's just a kindness that radiates from this record, Glyphonic. I love it.
And along with the pretty music that this album has, lyrically, they get into just these lovely little moments in life, like a drive in the country or a lazy summer day with a glass of wine or spending time with friends. It's just like, it's truly the poetry of restraint. And it is just beautiful from Lowland Hum, the album Glyphonic. All right. Thanks, Stephen.
Thank you, Robin.
That'll do it for this week's New Music Friday. A reminder, as always, you can hear full versions of these songs and more new music on our website every Friday. Go to npr.org/allsongs. We've also got this music in a Spotify playlist. Just open the Spotify app and search for NPR Music. And for NPR Music, I'm Robin Hilton. Be well, have a great weekend, and treat yourself to lots of music.